Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I have the privilege of praying for you through the Bible, verse by verse. And I said that a little differently than I usually do. Anyway, we're in the book of Deuteronomy, which is so, so rich. One of my favorite books of the Bible. And I'll be reading from chapter 4, verses 25 through 49. And this is what it says. When you father children and children's children, and you have been long in the land, and then corrupt yourselves and make a carved image in the form of anything, and do that which is evil in Yahweh or your God's sight to provoke him to anger, I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that you will soon utterly perish from off the land which you go over the Jordan to possess it. You will not prolong your days on it, but will be utterly destroyed. Yahweh will scatter you among the peoples, and you will be left few in number among the nations where Yahweh will lead you away. There you will serve gods, the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear, nor eat nor smell. But from there you shall seek Yahweh your God, and you will find him when you search after him with all your heart and with all your soul. When you are in oppression and all these things have come on you, in the latter days you shall return to Yahweh your God and listen to his voice. For Yahweh your God is a merciful God. He will not fail you nor destroy you, nor forget the covenant of your fathers which he swore to them. For ask now of the days that are past, which were before you since the day that God created man on earth and from the one end of the sky to the other, whether there has been anything as great as this is, or has been heard like it. Did a people ever hear the voice of God speaking out in the middle of the fire as you have heard and live? Or has God tried to go and take a nation for himself from among another nation by trials, by signs, by wonders, by war, by a mighty hand, by an outstretched arm, by great terrors, according to all that Yahweh your God did for you in Egypt before your eyes? It was shown to you that you might know that Yahweh is God. There is no one else besides him. Out of heaven he made you to hear his voice, that he might instruct you. On earth he made you to see his great fire, and you heard his word out of the middle of the fire. Because he loved your fathers, therefore he chose their offspring after them and brought you out with this presence, with his great power out of Egypt to drive out nations from before you, greater and mightier than you, to bring you in, to give you the land, their land for an inheritance as it is today. Know therefore and take it to heart that Yahweh himself is God in heaven above and on earth beneath. There is no one else. You shall keep his statutes and his commandments, which I command to you today, that it may go well with you and with your children after you, so that you may prolong your days in the land which Yahweh your God gives you for all time. Then Moses set apart three cities beyond the Jordan toward the sunrise, that the manslayer might flee there who kills his neighbor unintentionally and didn't hate him in time past, and that fleeing to one of these cities might live. Bezer in the wilderness in the plain country for the Reubenites, and Ramoth and Gilead for the Gadites, and Golan and Bashan for the Manassites. This is the law which Moses set before the children of Israel. These are the testimonies and the statutes and the ordinances which Moses spoke to the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt. Beyond the Jordan, the valley opposite of Beth Peor in the land of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who lived at Heshbon, whom Moses and the children of Israel struck when they came out of Egypt. They took possession of his land in the land of Og, king of Bashan, and two kings of Amorites who were beyond the Jordan toward the sunrise, from Aroer, which is on the edge of the valley of the Arnon, even to Mount Sion, also called Hermon, and all the Arabah beyond Jordan eastward, even to the Sea of Arabah under the slopes of Pisgah. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, we thank you that Moses set up cities of refuge, and Lord, you are our city of refuge where we can run when we have hurt someone or we've been hurt by someone, and we can find solace and rest there. Lord, there is no one else besides you. Forgive us for running to other things besides you, for running to pleasure, for trying to numb pain, trying to kill pain with various substances or habits. Lord, instead of seeing you as our deliverer, we act as if we are our own deliverer. And Lord, forgive us for that. Lord, you have done great things for the nation of Israel. You have delivered them from slavery into life, into freedom, into a new and wide space. And so I pray that for my friend today. Whatever enslaves them, wherever they've been lounging around, or actually hurting in Egypt by these things that they've been enslaved to. Lord, I pray that you would part the Red Sea figuratively and walk them through on dry land, set them free from their addictions, set them free from the pain that caused the addiction. And Lord, that's the thing that I think we all struggle with, is we try to numb our pain, but we instead, what you're longing for us to do is to show you that pain and ask you to heal it. So I ask for that right now, boldly coming, boldly approaching your throne of grace, that we may find help in our time of need. Please heal our hearts, Lord. Please heal our souls. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by my friend Tracy Vanderbush, who I love so much. Now, her name is with an I, and you can find everything that I'm talking about at tracyvanderbush.com, TracyVanderbush, Vanderbush. And she has written a book called Soul Reformation. It's a simple short prayer and meditation project that was inspired by her personal experience as she sought relief from pain that was triggered by the memory of a traumatic car accident. And, you know, this doesn't have to be just for a car accident memory, but just some sort of traumatic memory. She walked through this process and she wants to help you. So whether you're suffering from physical or emotional trauma, her hope is that you will find relief and encouragement as she shares her prayer and declaration for healing. And you can find more, it's available at Amazon, but you can find out more and you can find it at tracyvanderbush.com. Again, it's T-R-A-C-I. Thank you so much, Tracy, for sponsoring Pray Every Day. And if you want to be a sponsor, just email Kristen, my assistant, at newsletter@marydemuth.com.